and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day, wait for it. We did it.
We did.
And Mike would have joined in that if his audio was working.
My audio is working.
It is now. Typical. Day late, dollar short, just saying. My audio, however, was perfect from day one. Just saying. How is everybody? Day 100. Oh, I need to refresh the chat. Yay! Fixing dinner but listening. Hello, Kim. Oh, that would be a good idea, actually. Liking that. Hello, Pete. Hello, Jonathan. Nothing exciting. Too warm. Totally agree. The weather is evil. Do you know what's worse than the weather being evil? Being locked in a studio for an hour and 10 minutes attending a full governing body meeting. With the old can you hear me mother routine going on.
Think yourself lucky.
Go on.
I've been locked in that studio since 8 o'clock this morning.
Well, you'd vacated by the time I went in. Yeah, but you didn't have the priest in a reclined position. I was contemplating whether he was in bed or not. Don't go there. And it was all... Oh, and then we had this lady come in. Not quite sure what she was supposed to be doing, to be honest.
Is that like lady time?
Yeah, it was actually, because I got very grumpy. Funny that. I think we should all mute ourselves. Let me explain how it works. And I'm on video and I'm trying desperately not to roll my eyes. I'm thinking there should be an emergency. You know, like a cover for the camera. Like an emergency button.
Even 82-year-old Catinians can mute themselves.
Oh, she was no spring chicken. But I've attended a meeting like this before once, and I thought, really? I've been doing it for 20 years. Keep your mouth shut. And I did. You'd have been proud of me, folks. You would. Although there was a little bit of eye-rolling. Yes, Fiesta Pete. Cos it's 100. We did that thing, didn't we, on MacBytes 100?
We did.
Jonathan. We're only 26 away from MacBytes. Will we make it? That's going to depend. Because apparently everything's going to be absolutely fine by the 1st of August. Because Boris said so. Do we believe this? I, for one, do not. They've opened the churches up on the 4th of July. Whether there'll be anybody there or not's another business. And if it's safe, why can't we sing?
And you can get a haircut.
You are not going to the barber's, Mike. You do not need to. Oh, my. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Anthony. CQ, Deb. CQ. Well, if she's attended one before, yes, tell me about it. Thought she was an absolute genius. Now, the person who was hosting was the headmaster. He's done a few before. They also had the head of IT there. Much eye-rolling on my part. And they spent 10 minutes working out why they couldn't have a co-host. As I'm filing my nails thinking because you've not enabled it on the website. But, you know, the minute you open your mouth, as a very, very, very early 50s lady, it's like, oh, what do you know? Go back and do your knitting. So I contemplated putting them out of the misery and then decided, no, just carry on looking, rolling your eyes and enjoying the moment. Am I bad? When you see what we do with audio and video and live shows and 5-hour extravaganzas and you offer some help and you get what do you know? So I kept my mouth shut. Oh, you would have been so proud, I'm telling you. I thought, just get out of here in time for Marooned at 7. And I was thinking, once it got to about 25 to 7, I thought, I'm going to need to do an early dart. But they decided in the end that they were going to pack up, so that was fine. That's a good question. What's that one, Jonathan? Will we get 127 before we get marooned 127? Well, there's the question, isn't it? Hello, Simon. If you believe that I have a bridge you may want to buy. Oh, Tell me more, Pete. It's too hot for a start, and I'm not convinced that they're right, but never mind, because we've got lots of tech to talk about. So let's just leave Boris to his shenanigans. Let him get on with it. I don't feel it's safe, but I could be the last person on the planet to think that. I don't know. Is everybody else going out to the pub with abandoned glee on the 4th of July? Obviously, this is if you're in the UK and it hasn't kicked off again. I don't know. But, you know, considering we've been in lockdown for a while, I thought people might ease themselves back into it. But in Manchester, and I'm sure Jonathan's read this because it was hair-raising, about 3 weeks ago, there was an illegal rave. And things didn't end well at this illegal rave. I think there's about 600 there. A lady got raped, somebody else got stabbed, and something up to three others. Was it three got stabbed and one got shot? Anyway, you get the gist of it. Over the weekend, 6,000 at an illegal raid, at rave. And since then, three have been shot in Manchester. People aren't easing themselves out of lockdown, you know. They're just coming out and it's just like Armageddon. But is it me? The best thing to do is to ignore him. Too right. I will be ignoring him. I will not be going out at the weekend. And the following week, we don't even know if the church is open. But if it is, they can carry on without me. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
Yes, they can carry on without you as well. If it's not safe to sing, why am I stood there? Just saying. Plus the fact, lots to think about actually with church. It's not like, let me think, what would be comparable? Shopping. Not many people wander around shopping singing, do they? They also don't tend to wander around in shopping, drinking the wine and partaking of the bread. Just saying.
Oh, hang on. I've seen plenty of people around sale swigging wine and eating Greggs. That's similar.
Yes, and you know how I feel about Greggs out of a paper bag. But they're not sharing it with everybody that walks past them, which you do at church. I know because I'm a Eucharistic minister. I stand there with a cloth and you kind of waft it over the top of the chalice and then give it to somebody else. And do you know what's worst? I could just about do that. Possibly with a shield on. But whatever's left in the wine, you have to consume. I'm teetotal for a start, so I'm always trying to get rid of it. But you're not allowed to pour it away. So it's a bit tricky. I gave it the deacon once. He was as high as a kite for a week because he's teetotal like me. Not good. So no, won't be heading off there too soon. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Hello, Tracy. Thank you, Neil. And hello. We never thought it'd be 100 days. In fact, at the beginning, can we all remember that far back? What did we think? We thought, oh, we'll do a live show for 5 days. It'll be fine. You know, we'll be all out again at the weekend. That went well, didn't it? That went really well. Although I do think our approach is far more sensible than Boris's. But let's leave Boris alone. Let's have some fun. Simon thought we'd all be dead by now. Extra large portions of wine. That's my fear, Paul. Just, I mean, would you? If you'd had friends round for dinner, how many do you serve with the wine? Probably just under half the side of a church, don't you? So,
yeah, about
80?
80, yeah.
Yeah, about 80 people. So if you had a chalice and you'd given that to 80 different people and there's like a tiny bit left. In fact, there wouldn't be, would there? Because a lot of people are going to have more sense and they're not going to bother coming up. And then you've got to drink it. Would you do that? Would you do that at a dinner party? No. So it's not happening. But we haven't actually officially heard yet, other than the churches can open. Thing is, the churches have literally just spent hundreds of pounds on that tape. You know, the sticky, a bit like duct tape, only it's got like warning on it. They've spent a fortune buying that and mapped it out to 2 metres and then they just kibosh that. I think people are still retaining staying 2 metres apart, but let's have a look. It was a shaky start. Things were much more grim. It does feel a little bit better now, doesn't it? Although I made the mistake of watching Contagion the other night. Whoa! As I said, if I'd have watched that at the beginning, I don't think I would have appreciated it quite as much. An amazing cast in it. Didn't feel like a big budget movie, though, somehow. But It was so accurate. Whoa. Kudos to whoever wrote that. It was so accurate. All the medics died. I wouldn't recommend you watch it, Pete. If you've not seen it, don't bother. I wouldn't recommend Rachel watch it either. Can you imagine Rachel at work today in all that PPE? Poor Rachel. Right, so yesterday...
Are we allowed to ask what does he put it, what Pete thinks?
With what?
About COVID.
Whether we should go out or not. He's a medic. He doesn't want to be inundated.
Exactly.
My reckoning would be stay where you are.
That's what I'm reading here.
Just let the idiots go out. Second wave, dealt with. The thing is, yesterday they said 1,000 more people had got it.
That's what I'm reading here.
And in the next breath, never mind, go out.
Yeah, the R rate is still high.
Mm.
And there are... We're still high compared to places like France and Germany.
Do you know who we are incredibly high by a comparison to? And I wish I was there.
New Zealand.
They're an island. They stopped people going in. They dealt with COVID. They've kept people out. Now it's fine. Couldn't we have done that? That would have been fabulous. But clearly not. Right, so let's have a look. So Kim says, I have to admit, when the Navy sent me to Scotland and I went to church and they passed the cup with the wine, I freaked out that we were all sharing the same cup. Whoa, you have individual. Now that's cool. We could suggest that. Never mind all these silver chalices. You know why they're silver, don't you, Mike?
No.
Ah, there is a reason. They are of a metal that... It's supposed to sanitise itself, basically, but I'm not risking it. It's supposed to be a very sanitary way of doing it, but no, it doesn't feel good. I think little plastic cups would be a far better idea.
There you go. Victoria's tightened their restrictions again.
People are going to multiple get-togethers and sharing the virus, and they weren't too bad to be... Oh, for crying out loud. This is the problem. I've just sat through a governor's meeting talking about 15 people bubbles, and it's turned into a Venn diagram nightmare. That you've got teachers within one bubble who then can't go to another bubble. So if the teacher who's in bubble one is the geography teacher, then the kids in that bubble are going to be, whoa, good with geography. Can't add up to save their lives because the math teacher's in bubble two. My head hurts. I mean, at primary school...
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
When I was at primary school, you had one teacher for everything. They did everything.
Yeah, you're right.
You had a form teacher. She was with you all day.
Yeah.
There's all this changing round malarkey at half time. Oh, life was so much simpler then. Oh, dear. Paul doesn't mind. Thought we'd have a second wave already given the protests, weekend trips, etc. It'll come later in the year. That's another issue, isn't it? They did say, I don't know how true this is. You will know better than me, Pete. That if the weather improved, it would die out. Now, obviously, the Great British Summer is 5 seconds, so don't miss it. But it is very, very, very hot. I expected, like you did, once the Black Lives Matters thing kicked off, and the raves, obviously, Manchester, home of the rave.
I see.
It would be really bad, but it doesn't seem to. But then are they telling us the truth? Who knows? Boris has decided it's too hard and just to sacrifice people. Sacrifice people. Yeah, that's what it feels like, Simon. You're going to miss your daily Boris. Oh, dear. No, you don't want a box set of the briefings, Jonathan. Oh, I'll tell you what you do want. There's a video doing the rounds on YouTube. And it's Boris at all these, and others, Hancock for a start, at these daily briefings. And it's basically like 5 minutes of each one of them saying, next slide, please. Next slide. Next slide. It is funny. You need to go watch that. So New Zealand have got no immunity. Yeah, but they've also got no COVID at the moment. I know it might be difficult to keep people out of the country. I mean, do you save lives or do you try for herd immunity? Have we got herd immunity? Does that work? We've not actually moved on since the beginning, have we? Apart from the fact that lots and lots of people have died. Other than that, we're still pretty much in the dark with all of it. But never mind. So Jonathan fears we're behind countries on lockdown. We'll just... be behind them on the second wave. It will happen. It's just when. Unfortunately, yeah. Possibly the autumn. They're talking about the autumn. What's going to happen next, though, is the social pressure to... I mean, I was saying to Mike, do you go to church or do you not go to church? I mean, you can make a personal choice whether you go to Tesco's or Asda. But church is a different business because it's your community. And your community would know that you weren't there. If you then don't go for week two and you don't go for week three, but you turn up on about, you know, week 27... they're going to have an opinion of you because you didn't go.
Yeah, but there are people there now that don't go for weeks. Well,
there are people there who don't go for months. You don't see them from 1 month's end to the next. But, you know, again, that's their personal choice and I wouldn't criticise them for it. But as you know, people can be hypercritical over anything and everything.
True.
And in terms of them making the decision, no one's going to make that decision and be 100% confident in it.
No.
Making the decision that they would like to do that and they would hope that it would be okay and they'll play the odds. You take a different decision and you don't criticise them at all, which I wouldn't, but they will criticise you because they feel that your decision, the decision you've taken, is the same as you slapping them across the face and saying they've made the wrong decision. Mm. It's just the way people are at the minute. I don't think it's safe. I'm not going. It's as simple as that. Ah, now, Pete, this is an argument that I've had. Right, let me go up a bit. Exactly, Jonathan, because that's pretty similar to Catania meetings, isn't it? People don't want to be the one who didn't go. At the moment, the Catanians have already decided it's online till September at the earliest, which is safe given the age group involved, 80s, 90s. And also, even if the person, that the guy who's the member is okay, there's no saying that his wife isn't shielding or something. So Pete says he thought God was omnipotent. Why go to church and risk it when he's in your house already? That's exactly, virtually word for word, what I said to Mike. Why the need? Now, what the priest would say about that is when you go to a Catholic Mass, this is the main difference between a Catholic Mass and a Church of England Mass. You do have the host, you do have the wine in both. A Church of England Mass is a little bit less, well, what would you say, Mike? It's a little bit more down to earth, let's say. Unless it's a high Mass. If it's a high Mass, it's more formal, so it's more like a Catholic Mass. But the fundamental difference is, Catholics are supposed to believe that once the priest has wafted, do not laugh, you lot, I know what you like. The once he's wafted the incense over the bread and the wine, that is the body and blood of Christ. That's why we can't throw it away. If you spill a drop on the floor, you have to clean it up. If a host is dropped on the floor, you have to eat it. Not even joking. This has happened. whereas Church of England don't believe that. So they can empty their chalices, no problem at all, but Catholics can't. So a priest would say to you, yes, God is omnipotent, but you need to be at church to receive the body and blood. And I'm like, running for the hills. I'm with you. Do we really care about opinions like that? No, but, you know, that is your community. And you're then... basically, it's like the equivalent of being sent to Coventry, isn't it, Simon? You know, you're not one of us anymore. I'm alive, but not one of them. No, I don't particularly care. It wouldn't persuade me to go. I wouldn't be like bullied into going. No, but I can see that there will be issues. There'll be factions that happen. There'll be the ones who feel they want to stay at home and be safe. And there'll be the ones who... I don't know actually why they would be going. I can't understand it personally. But whatever their rationale is, you doing the opposite, they will feel, will impinge on them. And I don't think the same is true the other way around. Because I don't feel, if I don't go, the fact that somebody else is going impacts my decision at all. It's more the fact of the ones who are there will be criticising the ones who aren't. I will see it coming, I swear. It definitely will happen. Right, let me get on here. Stop scrolling. Don't do that. As far as I'm concerned, well, actually, that's the thought, isn't it? Will the priest carry on doing the masses on video? I will let you know. We'll see how that goes, because he hates it. He absolutely loathes it. So we'll see if that keeps happening. However, there will always be a mass from somewhere. Pope does one every week. Might brush up my Italian while I'm at it. And my Latin. So there'll always be some kind of mass. So the only bit that you wouldn't be having is the bread and wine, and I'm not overly concerned. But don't tell the priest. Thought God help those who help themselves. Help yourself and stay home. You know, you could squeeze that, Simon, onto one of those yellow signs. That would work. Maybe you could borrow my mask, face shield, gloves and a new head covering. People, there will be people who go dressed like that. I'm sure there will. But there'll also be the ones who seem to be very, what would you say, gung-ho. They'll go out and they won't be wearing a mask at all. And you'd be thinking, you know, do you think you're immune or something? Because as I said to Mike today, we had a quick chat about it today, because we know what's coming. And you need to sort of think where you're at on the scale of stupidity to intelligent. And we were like, you know, you need to think about it. Basically, you need to think about it. And if you did turn up and you did turn up a tired, that'd be wrong as well. Safest thing, stay at home. Be done. What the priest would say, we need a new roof. Pete, oh, believe me, we have been there. We have done that. We are still paying the bill. I think it was like that when we came back, wasn't it? There was a patch on the ceiling. It didn't look much by comparison to the size of the church, but it got mouldy and it was getting worse as it was going. Bearing in mind, the church is only 50 years old. It's probably about 53, 54 now. But honestly, it should have been built better in the first place. The entire church was built for less than £50,000. Obviously, 50 years ago. The way it works, you can't just approach a roofer and say, we've got a leak, can you take a look at it? You have to go through the diocese. The diocese being like an area that contains a certain number of churches. You would think we were in the Salford Diocese, which is the nearest to us, but we're not. We're in the Shrewsbury Diocese, which is miles away. But we are on the border. We're the very last church before it switches to Salford. You have to go through the diocese builders. We got a quote for the roof, £193,000. We had no choice. And that has to be paid for by the congregation at the church. The diocese do not pay for that. We have to pay for that. So we had to raise as much money as possible. It got worse and worse. And in the end, the diocese stepped in. They really wanted us to have all of the money first. You can't raise £193,000 in 6 months. I don't care what you do. And believe you me, £2,500 of it was mine. I did a sponsored bicycle ride. I did 50K a day. Was it 50 or 40? Was it 40K a day for 40 days? I either did 40 or 50.
50, I think.
Hang on. Let me work out what I did. 40K for... was it 1,600 I did? Or was it 2,000? I know, it was 50 days. It was 40K a day for 50 days. So every day I cycled 40K. And I got sponsorship. And by the look of it, 2,000K. And I raised £2,500. Yeah, worth doing. But in the end, it got that bad that they had to do the job even though we didn't have the money. And now we need to pay them back. And obviously at the moment, there's no masses. And if there's no masses, there's no collections. If there's no collections, there's no money. And if people don't go, I mean, you could pop money through the door, but finance is a bit ropey at the moment. So yeah, Pete, there's always a church needing a roof somewhere. And ours was one of them. We actually have the roof now, though. So all we've got to do is worry about paying the diocese back. What I think is totally wrong is that the congregation have to pay for it. It wasn't me that put the hole in the roof. It was God put the hole in the roof, didn't he, Mike? It was an act of God. So I think the diocese should pay, but that wasn't how it worked, I'm afraid. So Paul's saying true herd immunity relies on there being a vaccine and getting enough people vaccinated to protect everyone. Be misunderstood. Using a polite word here. Well, Boris is bound to misunderstand something, isn't he? I honestly don't know. I think because you don't even know if somebody's immune, if they've had it and they've got some level of immunity, for how long? Sometimes things are a lifelong immunity, sometimes they're not. Plus the fact, and Pete knows more about this than I do, well, I hope Pete knows more about this than I do, isn't there this aspect of it mutating, which was also in that film, but now I've got to see Outbreak. Outbreak rings a bell. Have I already seen it? Let me check. It wouldn't have been since this started. Who was in it? Ooh, that looks like Kiefer's daddy. Is it Kiefer's daddy? 1995. I have. Yes, I remember Dustin Hoffman. Didn't this start with Monkeys somewhere? I think I've seen that one, but it would have been a long, long time ago. So I will add that to my list of watching again. Let's have a look. Pete's going to be okay. He's got wine. Could you do your own incense at home over bread and wine? No.
No, I've told Johnny that.
No. Simply because I agree with Jonathan, you should be able to. It might be like invoking a spirit, but whatever. I think you should be able to. Because you're back to, is God omnipotent or not? The reason you can't is it's the one thing. Actually, it's the two things. There's two things that only a priest can do. Now, when I say priest, as opposed to a layperson or a deacon being half a priest, not even joking, it's half a priest. The deacon cannot do the bread and wine, but they can do marriages. They can do a funeral service, but not a mass. So if you want a funeral service at the crematorium, that would be fine by a deacon. My dad had that with our deacon. But they cannot do a requiem mass. So the two things that a priest can do, and only a priest can do, is the bread and wine and the requiem mass. Now, if you think about that, then there's other things that should actually come to mind. One of which was relevant to us, which was Mum was a lifelong Catholic. And I kept saying to her, do you want a priest? You know, basically saying, do you want the last rites? Which is now a prayer for the dying, isn't it? But what, they're the last rites, that. And she was like, no, I'm fine. I'm all right at the minute. I'm fine at the minute. And I'm thinking, oh, good grief. The deacon can't do that either, can they? They can say a prayer. But anyway, it got to this situation where I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, she's really not well. So I sat next to her and I said a prayer, you know, quite silently. And I thought, that'll do for the minute and we'll see how it goes. She might at some point say, get the priest. And I already knew, because I'd researched it, John F. Kennedy, he was Catholic. There are two different types of prayer. There's two different last rites. There's the one where you're still alive, but they don't think you're going to make it. And there's the one where you've actually passed. So I'm sitting there thinking, oh, right, okay then. And she actually perked up that day, didn't she? So we're thinking, no, so she'll be all right today. And then she wasn't, and she died. Literally, I got Mike out of bed. I don't know why. It was in the evening. It was about 8:10. And I just had this feeling, you know, let's just get Mike out of bed and have him in here with me. And we were waiting for the carers to arrive. And Mike hadn't been in the room 5 minutes, and she passed. And I thought, oh, my God, we never got the last rites. And I sat there and I thought about it and I thought, I'll do it. And I did. And I thought, well, does it matter? At that stage, she's not going to be any more dead, is she? So I know that sounds terrible, but I went into pragmatic mode and I said it. Some random person doesn't count. But, you know, I just thought, I worked on the principle, like in Judaism, where you're supposed to be kosher. But if it's life and death and you need to eat and it's not kosher, then you can eat it.
Yeah, which is that
same principle.
Johnny mentioned.
Exactly, yeah. Same principle. So that's what I went through it with. So Kim says, our pastor's drinking orange juice or whatever you have to drink and any kind of bread, and we share it over the internet. Exactly, because there are places in the world, aren't there, where, you know, you've not got the niceties of the bread and wine. And to me, it is still the same thing. Oh, Pete's good here, isn't he? Pete's got all the words. Let him without sin cast the first stone, etc., etc. True. I totally agree. But our priest has this great saying. Whatever happens, there's always somebody who will criticise. And they usually come in and say, that's so hypocritical. And he says, there's always room for one more hypocrite. Meaning, you know, you are welcome. You'll have to become a priest. That would be a bit tricky, Neil. Mike could become... No, actually, you could, couldn't you? Because we're not married. So you'd be all right at that point. Mm. Although, if you were a Church of England priest first, then you can be married. So we do actually have Catholic priests who are married. And the ones who've been Catholic priests since they came out of seminary are not pleased. Understandably. So much easier for an atheist. Absolutely, Simon. You've not got any of this stuff to think about, have you? I think sharing something online is just as good. I really do. But may I recommend this for your services? Ooh. Flying spaghetti monster. I'm liking the idea of that. We could definitely do that. Let's have a look. Oh. Right, Mike, I'll get you that T-shirt. Rachel will buy you that, won't she?
Yeah.
The red one as well. Make sure everybody sees it, okay? Ah, brilliant.
Yeah, I saw that before.
In the Jewish faith, if you have 10 men over 13, the prayers are more likely to be heard. Preservation of human life overrides everything. Exactly, which is the way that I look at it. They do say that with prayer. That's why you ask people to pray. But that seems a bit disingenuous to me. So some poor little old lady who's got no friends, she's just going to die because no one's praying for her. Really? I don't think so. If that's how it works, I'm out. It's a good job. Good job. Do we know the priest not listening? Just checking. No, we're not.
He listens to Brooklyn.
He listens to Brooklyn, so I think we're all right on here.
Who knows?
Oh, dear. Everyone's equal. No one's going to pray. I think it should stay like that. Exactly. I've always thought the same with preservation of human life. But there are people who... I mean, there's certain things that appear at the church without getting political. And I'm like, I'm not sitting near that poster. I don't believe in it. There's things that I don't believe in. I think it's too judgmental. I don't like things that are judgmental. So preservation of human life, whether you're eating something that you don't normally eat or whatever, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Right. So Pete remembers a uni friend ordained over the internet for a random church. That is brilliant. Only told a couple of our friends after he'd conducted the marriage ceremony for them at a drunken sports weekend. That's the thing. You know, you could be an ordained minister online now. You know, years ago it would have been trickier. Now it's not. They do not have a monopoly on this anymore. So Missy Simon said, brought up as Methodist, my parents set up the communion wine in little glasses on a tray under a cloth. And occasionally my sister and I used to slurp a teeny sip out of everyone. I think you'd be all right then, but if you try it now, you're definitely going to hell. Socially distancing in hell, oh dear. A digital confession, yeah, that'll work. We're all right now. You've confessed, Mrs. Simon, so may I give you absolution, my child? There you go, problem solved. No, we don't do the little glasses thing. We really... Oh, Simon, you resent being christened. You didn't have a say in it. That's very true, actually. That is very true. I didn't get... In Catholicism, you have... You're christened. Baptism. Then you've got your first confession, which we now call first forgiveness. Subtle branding change there. Then you've got your first communion, and then you're still not a Catholic at that point, believe it or not. You are a fledgling Catholic. You need to be confirmed. And I wasn't actually confirmed. Usually confirmed at 13, and I wasn't. I was 19 when I was confirmed.
We're now on to WWDC.
Good, let's get on to WWDC. Can you not do anything about that, Simon? Can you not kind of have some kind of symbolic burning of the paperwork or something? Does it not work like that? You should be able to take it back. There should be an 18-year guarantee on that. So when you're of an age, you decide. Oh, dear. Right. Oh, let's have a look at that one. Remembrance Wear Silver Communion Starter Kit. Oh, you find such amazing stuff. Let's have a look. We actually only got new chalices a while back, so he's certainly not going to go for the individual thing, is he? Plus the fact, do you trust the person who's filling them? Oh, that's so cool. That's brilliant. Have you seen that, Mike? Because they've still got the little silver things, haven't they? Oh, that's a far healthier alternative. And it's filled from a bottle, so you're not even touching them. Genius. Total genius. That's exactly what we should have. Let's see the price. Ouch. That's not good. How many things are in that, though? 100. 100 containers. We probably need two of those per mass. That would put the price up, wouldn't it? Mm. Far cheaper to just do the cloths and clean them. Yes. Pete's currently writing a presentation on COVID for Thursday. Is this in favour of it or against it, Pete? Or is it a current state of play? Is it for Boris? No, it wouldn't be. It'd be too sensible, wouldn't it?
Can we crowdsource and help Pete?
We can.
He's struggling with a presentation. What would you want to know as a non-medical audience about COVID if you had the chance to ask an ICU consultant?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Come on, guys.
Do you know, I think one of the problems is we've had so much information thrust at us, we think we don't need to ask questions. So you wouldn't say, like, is it safe to go to my dentist? Or basically, is it safe, I think, to do certain things? And we'd want the truth, not the government's answer.
If I've had it, can I get it again?
Good one. Good one.
There you go,
If
Pete.
I've had it, do I have any degree of immunity? And is there yet a test that I could take where I'd know if I'd had it or not? Because I wasn't well between Christmas and New Year. Now I know the symptoms of COVID. It sounds like it. The cough never stopped. The pair of us, we just never stopped. I don't think I lost my sense of taste or smell because I think I would have noticed. But I had everything else. So I'd like to know if I actually had it. Right. Mrs. Simon remembering the fake wooden tray. He's really classy, though. I'm going to suggest that. I'm going to keep that link and I'm going to suggest that and see what he says. I will always think about Matt Busby. Didn't he have the last rites 3 times?
Yeah.
And he's still recovered. So poles were metal, probably not silver, and the glasses were plastic. Yes, silver's got something about it in the, like I said, hygiene department. But a separate glasses are going to be an absolute necessity. The whole thing will just have to change. So I don't see the point in opening the churches myself. In fact, I actually said that to Mike when they opened them a week ago for private prayer. Because that's even more stupid. God is omnipotent, so he's at home. So why are you going out? Seriously, you're not receiving the bread or the wine, so what are you doing there? But that's just me.
We'll have to send Pete these questions.
Being judgmental seems against the whole Christian teachings of acceptance of others. It does, it is, Anthony, and it happens. Honestly. Every week it happens.
Kim. Can you hear me?
You're sanitising.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Confirmed at 23, surrounded by 18-year-olds. I was surrounded by the 13-year-olds. Normally, when you're of age, you don't need to do the... it's a bit of a course. But because I was taking my cousin, that's how come I was there. He's 6 years younger than me. So I was surrounded by 13-year-olds, giggling away.
That's a good one, Tracy. Best way to de-louse fruit and veg. Also, the truth about how long it stays on cardboard and
plastics,
packaging, and even paper. You know, how long did we leave, or do we leave parcels?
About a week.
Yeah, and I know Kim leaves her post for a week, and I've left post for a week.
Because you're just not sure. One person says one thing, one says another.
Yeah.
There was a
I actually left letters just in the porch for 3 days. I didn't even pick them up. And I know we've... Cheers, Johnny. I know we've talked about it in the past, Pete, and I know you've talked about it, about masks. How good are they in terms of protecting you and protecting other people.
Basically, should we be wearing them or not? But now we don't have a choice anyway. If you don't have a choice and you have to cover your face with something, is it worth getting the proper masks, or will that just take PPE away from people who really, really need it? I mean, Rachel has to take all her PPE off just to have a glass of water and then put it all back on again, and she can't put the same one back on. If I've got half the PPE, then she might not even get the glass of water. So I'd love to know, what's the best that I could do at home if I don't have the proper stuff? Because again, some people aren't going to be able to afford it, and there's a distinct lack of it at the moment. So Simon would like to know if the sanitisation of the shopping is effective, because I'm bad at it. It's just a pain in the ass.
I am thinking particularly about Amazon packages, Simon. How did you guess?
Interestingly, talking about Amazon, there was a story about one of the packers, a girl who worked on the packing line, and her fiancé who worked in another department. They'd got engaged on Valentine's Day. She's packing and she's admiring her ring, and now the last time she looked at it was an hour before her shift finished. She gets to the end of her shift and the ring's missing. Well, that told me she wasn't wearing gloves, for a start, which I know there's an argument about with gloves. But on a packing line, if she's touching her face or whatever with her bare hands, it doesn't feel nice. Wear gloves, love. Even it not in the COVID thing. And she loses the ring in the package. I mean, to be honest, we've got packages there that have been there since before she... It could be in one of those. And we've not opened them. Yeah, I'd love to know that. I would love to know that.
Going back to Mass.
Go on.
There's an update here on the WhatsApp group from...
Deacon John.
Deacon John Hamilton. Mm-hmm. It says, as Bernie says, from the 4th of July, we can recommence communal worship and all forms of liturgy, including Mass. I've just had an email from Bishop Mark confirming this. That doesn't mean all churches will be back in action for all services, as loads of restrictions remain, especially social distancing and hygiene requirements. That unisex toilet will probably be out of action.
Toilet's out of action, full stop.
Ah.
No toilet facilities.
Also, many priests won't be able to start up yet due to age or underlying conditions. Detailed guidance has not yet gone out to parishes, which is being worked on by the Bishop's Conference. We'll hear more in a few days. In the meanwhile, take advantage of the churches which have opened for private prayer and adoration. In Sale, All Saints, St. Joseph's and Holy Family.
I'm a bad Catholic. I'm not going. I am not going. It's not happening. These questions are fantastic. Shall we send you the list, Pete, of all these questions? Save you writing them down. We'll send you the list. It's a good point about fruit.
Yeah. That's what made me think of all the other stuff.
Food in particular that's open. But, you know, before all this started, most fruit and veg was in a... It was hermetically sealed. And now they're sending in it's not.
You know what I've noticed recently?
Go on.
Well, actually, since the B word, which we've all forgotten about.
Yep, that never happened.
No, seriously, probably in the last couple of years.
I hanker for the days of Brexit. Life was so simple. And I remember thinking when Brexit was happening, can this really get any worse?
We've had all the rubbish... All the poor quality of fruit and veg.
We have.
I mean,
it's been really bad.
Even little gem lettuce, right, which is sealed in plastic bags, has been full of soil. And, you know, I wash it anyway. I've always washed lettuce as a matter of course, but it's been worse.
Yeah, can't eat anything.
It's been worse.
You better offer something in a packet or a tin now. Oh, quite fancy an ice cream, but not from a van. I'd have to order them.
We've got ice cream downstairs.
Hand sanitised fruit. I'd probably wash it. Being honest, I'd probably wash it. I totally agree with Simon there when he says the desire to protect the NHS and the care PPE, telling people not to wear masks, and now they're saying the complete opposite. That's ludicrous. It really is. That's bad news for me, Pete. If the antibody test will only tell you you've had it in the last 3 months, pretty useless, isn't it? I'll never know. I will never know.
Kim washes bananas with soap and water. Make sure you don't do that. You'll rub your password away.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that with my passwords. We need some young father tits. Thing is, Simon, this priest turned up at the next church along. And their priest had had a stroke. He is of an age. And this priest turned up. Honestly, he looked about 28 from Poland.
And all the girls fancied him.
Oh, it was like Craig had walked through the door. How old is he? 54? Something like he's older than I am. Looking at him thinking, has he got a portrait in the attic?
No, I don't think he was that old.
Oh, it's disgusting. He looks far too good for that age. Swabs are between 70-80% sensitive. I just assumed it was 100% accurate. So actually the figures could be worse than they are. And we wouldn't know. Now, Kim rinses fruit with water. I'm concerned about the water, to be honest. The pressure has been all over the place. It does make me wonder. Very hot water will kill it. Oh, I'm all right with my tea then, because I do like tea very, very hot. This is different to specificity, which if the test says you have it, the chance you actually have it, which is 100%. So if it says you've got it, then you've definitely got it. But if it says you haven't got it, then it's only 70 to 80% accurate in the first place, which is actually quite scary. Peel it with gloves on. Thing is, I think, how many gloves would you need? We've gone through virtually all the gloves that we had. They were like single-use gloves and you just throw them away. Maybe more than 3 months not looked at that particular paper. Pete, what have you been doing? You don't eat the skins of bananas, but you do tend to kind of handle it, don't you? A banana is something, apart from the Queen, apparently, who has hers cut up into slices. You tend to eat with your hands. I'm very mindful of anything, eating anything with my fingers. Very mindful. Craig was a pretty good presenter, but honestly, he was 84% hair gel. He's got a very good dynamic in terms of being a presenter. I personally felt if we're ever going to get back to WWDC, I thought the overall thing was pretty good, but I thought they had too many presenters. And I don't think that did some of the presenters any favours. Some of them who had enough personality or passion got through it okay. But there was at least two that were like, don't use them. Or at least not for what they were talking about, because the passion didn't come through. Not for me, it didn't. And I just think the sheer number of presenters. I mean, we didn't see Cuddly Phil, did we?
No.
At all, which is unusual because he's the one that's always mouthing off in the press. But we did see representatives, as I said yesterday, of every minority, which is great. But they're not represented on Apple's board. So that feels a bit bait and switchy to me. If these people are good enough for the keynote, then they're good enough to be on the board. Or at least some of them are. If you're hiding the members of the board because they're all 50-something and white, then there's something wrong with the composition of the board. But that's just me. So I've got that right then, Pete. Good. There are other tests that we can look at. They're all suggestive. You've had the disease. But if the swab is negative, we treat you as positive anyway. I would just love to know, because I've followed back a girl who, I think it was husband, went abroad. And it was somewhere around Switzerland. And he went with a friend. They came home, and this was like end of October. So you'd be thinking it's way too soon to be COVID. He came back and he got COVID-like symptoms. He ended up in hospital. They told him it was pneumonia and he died. His friend just about made it. But in the time between coming back from Switzerland and ending up in hospital, he'd visited this girl's father. So he dies. And then a couple of weeks later, the father comes down with it and he dies. She's now left bereft with nobody. She insisted that they do some post-mortem tests on her partner, stroke husband. And yes, it was COVID. And that was months and months ago. So Christmas, not actually ridiculous. And I'd already said to Mike, I actually have felt physically much better in lockdown, didn't I?
Mm.
You're always getting a little bit of a snuffle or a little bit of a sore throat. Obviously, I've been sharing wine in a jar. Well, actually, no, I don't. But I've been taking the host. I get by the wine. You don't have to take that. But so I haven't. But the niggles that you've had, I've not had. And if you remember, we looked at a story of a boy who was a Down's child or autistic or both. And he'd been taught at home, and he'd been very seriously ill since he was born. He always had a cough, he always had a cold. And during lockdown, he's been 100% better, and he's blossomed. Maybe little bubbles would be a good idea, Mike.
True.
A bubble of you, me and Lola, that'll work. Oh, these are good questions. If they discover a vaccine tomorrow, would the same vaccine work all over the world, or would each country have to have its own? That is a good one. Based on that film as well, Contagion, when they gave the vaccine was developed, it was actually kind of sprayed up their nose. But they didn't have enough, and they worked out who was getting it. I mean, obviously, there was a bit of wiggle room on that. The wiggle room being, friend of a friend, they would get it first. But the way they did it was via birth date. And if you weren't within a certain number of days of this birth date, you had to wait till the next one. So would there be enough vaccine to go around, or how long would it take to have enough for everybody? And if that would be more than sort of 2 weeks, how would they work that out? Is there a plan for that? That would be good to know. Poor Pete, his presentation is going to be about 900 slides now. And the man bites us this one.
At least he's got a few ideas.
You've got some ideas, let's say that. You've definitely got some ideas. I saw that one, Kim, that the immunity might be weeks rather than forever. Oh, you've run out of mandarins. We have weeds in our garden, apparently. I just say they're flowers that need better branding. They're green and they grow. So, historically difficult to create vaccines against. There are at least 14 variants. Not good. Oh, so it could well have been. That's scary. That's a good question, Mrs. Simon. How worried should we be about a second wave? Are we right to be anxious about easing lockdown, or do we need to gradually ease everyone out of it? It's actually far easier, isn't it, to get people in lockdown than it is to get them out of lockdown, because they seem to fall into two broad categories. There's probably some sane middle ground, but most people seem to be like, you're not getting me out of the house with a crowbar. And then there's this other faction who've been pushing the boundaries for weeks, and I think they will dive out, and it could end up like this, that it's not as bad as predicted. And then the ones who wanted lockdown over and done with will say, well, they were right. But the ones who, more like Mike and I, they're like, you won't give it a few more weeks yet, maybe it's not that bad because the other half aren't going out. If everybody went out, maybe it would be calamitous. I don't know. Don't know. There's this presentation. We need to see this presentation, Pete. Oh, right. There was a video as well. There was this video, and it was from a guy. I don't know who he was, but he was supposed to be a scientist of some description. Could have been mail order, obviously. And he said that all viruses have a 90-day lifespan, and it would peter out anyway. Now, it doesn't seem to be petering out completely, but is there any truth in that? Seems insane to me. If there's no cure for it, it can surely pop up again and take people who haven't had it, or people who, if they have had it, are no longer immune to it. Because some of the politicians who had it, Nadine Dorries was the first one, she ended up back in the House of Commons, and people were just sort of slapping her on the back and shaking her hand as though she was going to be immune now. But Other people are saying, no, they're not. So we don't know. Neil says, I think you guys have blossomed anyway. How good are you being together for 100 days without a break? That's a very good point, Neil.
I'm saying nothing.
I'm adorable, Mike. You're very lucky to be here. Just actually, in relation to that, we have got separate offices now, haven't we?
Yes.
So that's happened.
And is that better?
What?
That we've got separate offices.
Only when you're training Nucleus for the 9,999th time.
Yes.
Nucleus, not good. Not good. Oh, Pete. Second waves in previous pandemics worse than in the first hit. Ooh. That's an excellent point, Pete. Pete says, I worry about the loss of moral authority the government has suffered after the Dominic Cummings affair and subsequent mismanagement. It'll be harder to get them back into lockdown. It absolutely will. People don't want to know. If he can go... See, the thing is, what he did, short of needing to stop at some service area when they should have been shielding and she could have been infected, wasn't as dangerous as having a rave, was it? But he needed to show leadership and he showed absolutely zero, and Boris showed even less. And I think if the government came back and said, you know, look at the figures, you need to get back into lockdown, people would be just like, on your bike. They wouldn't do it at all. So Simon thinks, I think that means if you had 100% effective isolation, you could eradicate it. That doesn't mean it has a 90-day lifespan. Must be a misquote. It was on Facebook from somebody. I mean, on Facebook. It didn't go anymore. From
that's
somebody.
Like saying it was in the Daily Mail.
True. But it was for, he was a scientist of some description, and she was kind of saying, oh, I agree with this. And I'm thinking, I thought you were educated. I'm not seeing that. If you could have had 100% effective lockdown, but you'd still have the problem. It's a worldwide problem. So unless you never let anybody in, ever, until the whole thing was secure, then it's going to start again, isn't it? It's going to pop up like it did originally. Who remembers way back when the first two cases were at, was it York University? It was a Chinese student and her mother.
Don't remember that.
That I think they were two
I thought
of the,
it was Wuhan.
Oh, in this country.
Oh, in this country.
In this country. They'd flown in. And you're thinking, but they've been through, they've been on the plane, they've been through the airport. It was when they were taking people by coach to Arrow Park for quarantine for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And it was York University, and they went into lockdown. You know, they shut it down, but I mean, obviously too late. The virus is definitely mutating. It's Darwinism. Some changes make it less potent, some more. The fact it mutates doesn't necessarily mean it gets better or not. Is it more difficult to create an effective vaccine for it? What degree of mutation before the vaccine's useless? That'd be interesting as well. Like to know that. Bombarding poor Pete. You worry about lockdown fatigue. If it suddenly starts to get worse, people will just not take lockdown seriously enough. I think some people will. I mean, is anybody here contemplating going out? You know, thinking, right, that's it. Lockdown's over as far as I'm concerned. Obviously, you've heard from Mike and I, we're not. That's not happening. But we've sat here and discussed when that would be, because we try and do a rolling quarter of shows for After Hours. And you know that we've done YouTube premieres when we can't make Friday or Saturday because we've got two events. Sometimes we've moved it from Friday to a Saturday, but obviously since lockdown it's been Friday night, set in stone. So we've got a consistency going there. Now we've looked at the calendar and we had one event on the Friday night in September. And I said to Mike already, I'd looked at it and I basically said I'm not going. That event has now been moved to the end of May next year. So we literally do not have any social events or anything on the calendar. I think the next thing is, isn't it the middle of October? Your father's headstone.
Yeah.
So that'll be the middle of October. But there again, I mean, if you were doing that, you'd just socially distance, wouldn't you? From like 3 miles away.
Well, we have tomorrow a UK leadership team COVID-19 questions and answer live session.
Oh, you've got to take some notes and send them to Pete. This is what people really want to know.
Please join members of the UK leadership team and Pascal for another UK leadership team COVID-19 Q&A live. We will be joined by members from the Return to Workplace Planning team and the COVID-19 assessment team.
Can I just make the MacBiters aware of what happened the last time he had a meeting? You basically took Zoom down because so many people wanted to attend. Nobody got in. Do you remember?
Yeah, it was not good. I think we had 3,000 Zoom licenses and they'd used them all up. So then somebody said, can you live stream it to Workplace? And somebody else said, it doesn't work properly. But then they managed to do it. So,
and this is AstraZeneca who are making said vaccine.
I think half the company managed to log in the end.
These are great questions. Neil's got a man cave at the bottom of the garden, so he's all right. We've got a leaky shed. Kim's wondering about the Chinese and are they immune from spending time with bats? That is such a good question, isn't it? That was in that film. At the very end, they basically went back to day one.
Yep.
And you saw how it happened and there was this bat. And that was so amazing. This film was made 9 years ago. So Kim's just got plans for the doctors and the grocery and all the outings. So when the pool opens, you need to swim. I don't think I've been swimming in living memory, so that doesn't count. My dentist will probably be the first thing that I need to think about. I'm supposed to be going this month, but I haven't heard from them, so I'm assuming it's off. There will be people in pain who need to be way ahead of me in the queue. So it's just a matter of waiting. I'd imagine in about 3 months I'd be needing to think about it, but I don't need to think about it right now. So we don't have any socials probably until around mid-October. And I just take the point of, like, do you need to go out? And if you don't need to go out, then don't go out. But that could just be me.
I was just thinking, I wonder if Pete was going to answer that question, but he has. Have medical professionals all been banned now for disagreeing with the government?
I'm looking at Pete here about the bats. The bats were eaten by dogs and the dogs hosted the virus and then it mutated to humans and then ate dogs to catch it. Yeah, if the humans weren't eating the dogs, just saying.
Sorry, I don't think Lola's ever had a bat.
I'm sure she's not. Mayor would have been there, wouldn't he? Or if it moved, he was interested.
Like the frog.
Ooh, Kim's got a social event before us. Virtual social events are the answer. So Paul's been out for essentials, grocery store and the new home build, but you're not going out unless you need to and socially staying away from others. I think people have been quite sensible in grocery stores, aren't they? And obviously the new home build, apart from the people you'd actually have to talk to, at least you've got plenty of space to stay socially distant. And the only people we have actually seen was on my birthday when Kath, Carolyn and Joe came round. But they were way over 2 metres from us. It was actually a couple of days before you were supposed to do that. But literally, you know, it was like, put things on the ground. I'll put that thing there. Let's move. I mean, obviously that did no harm, but just being careful, I guess. Just being really, really careful. Now it transmits from humans to humans. Isn't it weird, Pete, that dogs and cats are supposed to be immune? Now, I don't know if they are or not, but they're supposed to be. Have the medical professionals all been banned for disagreeing with the government?
That's what I said.
Literally, they've been noticeable by their absence, haven't we? The only one they've had is that woman, Jenny something. And I found some of the things she said very early on downright rude. I'm trying to think back to what they were, but just dissing certain groups of people that I thought it was totally unnecessary. And I thought, I get where you're coming from. And I know as a medic, you have to treat people as a piece of meat sometimes, but not at a government briefing. It doesn't play well, dear. And the next morning she was crucified in the press. Just a little bit of tact wouldn't have gone amiss.
We have bats in this country.
We do have
there was
bats,
one
yeah.
flying around our office one day, about a year ago.
So Pete's all right here. He's not had the memo. I think you're okay. I think Rachel says it as it is as well.
Yeah.
But they don't want them up there, do they, where the press are asking questions? I mean, the last time they tried that, Boris stepped in and we didn't see Laura Kunzberg for 3 weeks. So they are trying to play that aspect of it down. The Bat-Corona connection has been known about and studied for years and years. Yeah, that hence the film, Simon. Oh, the dog thing may have been from pangolins. Oh. Now, Rachel sent me a video, and it was more than a video. It was like a proper documentary. It was quite long as well. It was about 12, 15 minutes. And it was about the wet markets in China. Oh, my word. It was good to see, you know, like, now you understand how it could happen. But, oh, those places. I could not even, I wouldn't even want to walk through them, much less eat anything that had come from them. It was diabolical. So we've heard a lot of conflicting information about the signing of death certificates and reasons for death. Do you think it's badly skewed the statistics in either direction or just the media conspiracy? That's a good question too, Mrs. Simon. One thing I saw was a whole range of statistics and basically on slides, charts, and it was the excess deaths this year as compared to a median average over the last 10 years. And I think it was something like 68,000. Now, obviously, it's only an average, but it's probably more likely to be accurate. So a little bit more than the government are actually saying. You don't eat the bats. That's good to know, Neil. That is good to know. So in Seattle, we're at stage two, which means we can meet up with up to 5 people outdoors 5 times a week. I've no need to meet up this time. I actually think when they introduced, well, we're calling that bubbles in this country, Kim. You can create a bubble with one person. You can create a bubble, a 2-family bubble and all of this business. And I think that just makes it so confusing. Plus the fact not everybody's family dynamic fits into that. So 5 people can meet outdoors. Well, if I think about Kath, Joe and Carolyn, there's 3 of them. Then there's the other daughter, but she's married. OK, that's 5. Now we're good to go. They've got 2 kids. That's 7. And if 5's safe, why is 7 not safe? Would 8 be less safe? Would 4 be more safe? It's just a random number. We have over here as well. You can now have weddings. You can't have music at a wedding, but you can have 30 guests. Why? Is 29 more safe and 31 a disaster? It's just a random figure. Is that based on any science, Pete, that 30 is safe at a wedding? These are the questions people need to know. Bats are really pretty cool. My mum loathed bats. I don't know what it was about bats. And we'd never had bats. Sometimes you would have bats in your loft space. That's a UK loft space, if you remember that conversation. Not an American one. Proper room in America, aren't they? But the attic space, it was always like you'll have bats in the belfry. And it freaked her out. If there was ever a noise from our loft area, she would be like, oh, we've got bats. We've never had bats, Mother. But she just had a real fear of them. But when you look at, you read about bats, they are incredibly intelligent creatures, aren't they? In terms of what they can do. Just, they've got a bad rep. too many Dracula films. Oh, have a good outing with Dusty Simon. Mainly a media conspiracy. Oh, there's lots of those about, isn't there? The death certificate relies on the immediate cause of death, but it also takes into account the factors which may contribute to the death. Actually, it reminds me of my father's. He was at home. We expected him to actually die at home, but he didn't, because the carers arrived and insisted that he be taken to hospital. It was a waste of time, and we knew it, but they took him to hospital. All of the binders that we have at home for the carers were all signed up and stuff. The doctor had seen him about 24 hours before. In fact, the doctor told us that he probably had less than a week, and the doctor was spot on right. But when the death certificate came through, it said pneumonia, which may actually, maybe that was why he stopped breathing. But he actually had cancer, and he had really serious cancer. It was all over the place. The only place he didn't have it was his lungs. That was because he was a smoker. There was that much tar in there. The cancer stood no chance. But he had brain cancer, bone cancer, bowel cancer, liver cancer, kidney cancer. You name it, he had it. And that didn't make it through to the death certificate, which I always thought was a bit strange. But maybe it was because he'd been into hospital and he caught pneumonia and then actually died. But it didn't mention it at all. Very strange. Mum's dead, which was weird because she didn't know she had it.
Mm.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
I think they were guessing, though, because they didn't actually do any tests on her, did they? She didn't hang about long enough. Like a mother, like a daughter. She was out of there. Right. 1A is immediate cause, 1B, immediate cause of 1A. 1C is the cause of 1B, and then section 2 is the underlying conditions. I think the cancer probably made it into section 2. But certainly not as this was what caused it. New Zealand started with 5 people and said it would make it easier for contact tracing. Oh, contact tracing, let's not go there, hey? That's not turned out well, has it? Kim's mum's got bats all the time in the house. Oh, thankfully not my mother. And you have a lot of bat houses on the walking trail. I've not seen that here, Kim. I would guess not. But maybe I just don't go to the places where there are bats. Oh, do you know the one place I went when there was bats? I lasted about 2 seconds. London Zoo. There was this door. I was passing the pandas for the 15th time. And there was this door. And I opened it. It was pitch black inside. I thought, what gives here? So I went out again and then looked round to see if I could see a sign. And he said, the bat house. I thought, I won't bother. So I didn't. Went back to the pandas. I'll have a look, Pete, and see if that's what it says. There you go. It was definitely pneumonia that got him in the end. But the cancer was all over. They'd given up with him. They'd given up with him. In fact, they did do some kind of treatment on a 3-monthly basis, which was some kind of liquid that was injected straight into his abdomen. And then they'd do a PSA test. And the PSA tests were all over the place. When he started, I can't remember the numbers they're supposed to be. But they're supposed to be pretty low, aren't they? Like 10, something like that. When he started, it was like 9,000. They really got it down with this treatment every 3 months. But the thing was, I reckon it started going up every time there was a test due because he was worrying so much. To me, it was just like a number. And OK, it meant something. But you couldn't control it. So why are you worrying about it? But he would get himself into a right old state. And we would say to him, you know, don't think about it because that will make it worse. And he was a basket case, wasn't he, every time he needed a test. But they'd already told him it was terminal. So there really was no point worrying about it. But then it went sky high again. But then it was all irrelevant because he caught pneumonia. Which if he hadn't gone in hospital in the first place, he wouldn't have caught the pneumonia, would he? Right. He was quite all right here. But why did he go in the end? Why did they keep him in? He went in for a test and they kept him in.
I can't remember.
But they kept him in on a day ward. So it was a farce. He was there. He was there two and a half weeks. But every day, people were coming in. So he never got to talk to anybody for 2 seconds. Because they were all day cases. Don't think he liked that. Let's get back up here a bit. Okay, death certificates for the most part aren't based on post-mortem data as most patients don't have them. Nope, Dad didn't, you're quite right. Most of the time it's obvious, but occasionally a bit less clear, not as accurate. I think with his record, they probably should have been aware. Mom less so, I thought, well, I don't know idea what they're going to put on hers, because they'd only seen her for 5 minutes. Right, have I stopped uploading the episodes to the podcast feed? I am about 3 days behind, Neil. But you should have more than 93. Let me see. I thought 96 was the last one I uploaded. Let me have a look. Oh, I'm more behind than I thought. That's strange, because I've definitely edited them. I will sort that out tonight. So no, we haven't stopped uploading them. What's tricky is, on a Friday night, I don't have time to edit it before I go into after hours. On a Saturday night, I don't have time to edit it because we actually go straight into by request. And by Sunday, I'm exhausted. Obviously, then yesterday, I didn't have time because we went straight into Matt Bites Live. So that accounts for 4 of the days. And today is... So I'm only one really behind, but I will sort that.
And today you had a governor's meeting.
Let's not talk about the governor's meeting. Bubbles is the answer. Bubbles. But there we are. That was a really fascinating discussion. We will, Pete, sort this text out and send it to you so you've got all the questions that were asked. Save you writing them down. There you go.
And hopefully it'll help with your preso.
And hopefully it will help with your presentation. Can't wait to see it. Do you know, I helped a guy out with a presentation once. Do you remember that? And I said, let me know when you're presenting it. And I met up with him again about 6 months later and I said, when are you doing that presentation? He said, I've done it.
Yeah.
I thought, pardon? I actually did the slides for him. And he was too embarrassed to have me there when he presented it. Yeah. I mean, as if I'm not nitpicky. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, you should have said this, you should have said that. I mean, you know what presentations are like. We had a presentation, that would have been 18 months ago now, wouldn't it? And we were word perfect with it. We got there. What was wrong with the first one? We could see the screen on that one, couldn't we? But when we came to do it the second time, we'd have to move everything and we couldn't see the speaker's notes at all. It was a good job we knew what we were doing.
Pete wants to know if you wanted PowerPoint or Keynote.
Either, Pete. Not a problem. Whichever you're using. Which one are you using? Let us know. Oh, PubMed. I remember PubMed. Wow.
That's interesting, actually, because I've just started running courses on a system. I don't know if you've heard of it, Pete. It's called Doodoc. Like doo-doo.
Doo-doo. A doo-doo bird.
Doodoc. And it's for scientists who want to write scientific papers. So it's basically an online word processor with some features that are specific to that kind of stuff. And that connects up to PubMed. And on the training, I use COVID as the search criteria to show them how to go into PubMed and 24,000 odd published articles. It sounds about right.
I wouldn't aim to read the odd 137 by Thursday. You'd be all right with the first 24,000. I used PubMed many years ago when I was working as a researcher. When I was doing my degree, I was working for a firm of solicitors who were medical malpractice experts. And we needed information on pertussis vaccine, was one thing that I did. We were trying to get it past the legal aid board. Somehow I made it. And the other one was arachnoiditis, and it was the Myadil case. Myadil being a contrast agent that was used, and it caused arachnoiditis. So I was deep in PubMed. And then we'd order the actual articles. Back in the day, you ordered the articles from the British Library and they arrived on A3 photocopies. And then you had to make the bundle for the barrister. Oh, those were the days. We also had a system that you installed. It was on, I think it was like Sofas. The index to PubMed, because obviously it was pre-internet. It was on CDs. And we actually had to get for this ancient, I mean, run by Steam PC. We had to get a CD box underneath it. And the CD box was like shiny brand new and this PC was as old as the hills. most normal peer review has been bypassed or shortened. Not all of the articles are high standard. I was going to say, Pete, do you not have a problem there that most of them read like blogs? This is my thoughts by Fred, age 12. Science Hub. Ooh, I'll have to try that one, Pete. Pretty much don't need much anymore. But back in the day, the internet would have been a godsend. It really would. Oh, so you can read all the article. Thing is, if it's not being peer-reviewed, how do you decide which ones are worth looking at? Is it the reputation of whoever's written it? Is it the number of people involved in it? You know, if there's 5 authors, they may have peer-reviewed each other, or at least they agree. Ooh, I'm going to have a look at that one, Pete. You're sidetracking me, dear boy. Never mind, I must do it. It must be done. That would be brilliant. Oh, when I think back, those were happy days.
The other one that this Dudok supports is Scopus. I don't know if you've heard of Scopus.
Rings a bell. But I won't have used it. Or a search string. Ooh.
The Scopus, the largest database of peer-reviewed literature. Scientific journals, books and conference proceedings.
You see, you're fascinated now, aren't you? All the stuff you're organising from work.
Yeah.
Read it, make your own mind up. Big journals are reasonable, but have been less so recently. I guess they're in a bit of a place, aren't they? And they don't really know what to do with it either. Oh, it's one unholy mess. I think the general consensus here is nobody's going to Mars for a start. Not even us. No, it's not happening. I am not going to Mars. And the priest can start if he likes. I really don't care. Oh, good grief.
What?
This says, there are arrangements for our ladies in Partington.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I'd love to know what the arrangements are. We'll find out. Thought I'd read that one. Oh, no, he was talking about funerals. It's not happening. But people seem to be... Do you think they're just that bored? They just want to go somewhere? And the theatres are closed and the pubs aren't open yet, so they'll go to church. They must need their head examining. Head examining.
So now we've lifted the lid off Pandora's box, decreasing 2 metres to 1 metre is not going to make any difference at all. As for opening the pubs, antisocial behaviour from those who get bladdered Thursday to Sunday will return. And with that, the fights and the abuse at emergency services, who they once applauded every Thursday, will resume. A&E staff will face abuse from drunks. Ambulance and police will continue to stick their heads into the line's mouth each call out. Learn from China and Germany, who both claimed it was safe yet have had to go back to isolating, etc. Don't come bleating to me in 6 months when the wheel comes off. My ears are closed. As a nation, we've coped really well, so why spoil it so a few drunks from all classes of society can go out and get legless?
Who's pulled that?
That is from Terry, who is provincial something in Province 1.
Ooh.
Provincial director, I think.
Ooh. That looks to me like the meetings will be online for the foreseeable.
Suits me. When Suits the me pubs as well, reopen, but... there'll be some tight bastard that remembers who bought the last round.
Well, you know this business about you've got to register to order a drink?
Yeah.
I think this is, you know, the cartoonist. Is it the Telegraph? Matt? Stuart's put this thing that says, do you think Matt may have uncovered a teeny tiny flaw in the government's latest proposed plans? And it's a publican talking to his wife. He's got the customer register in his hand. And underneath it says, if Mickey Mouse catches coronavirus, we'll have to tell Lord Luke and Adolf Hitler and Marilyn Monroe. Because unless you've got an ID card or something, you just give any name. I can't see it working, but never mind.
Bjorn again are playing at a drive-in in Bolton. Still don't fancy
No, I don't fancy that. Not happening. So Pete thinks that 2 metres to 1 metre will end up increasing infections. I do, and I think it, mainly in my head, it's because 2 metres, you understand, is a distance. You've got in your head what they did at the very beginning, which is like a broom handle. Which is like 6 foot something, isn't it? So it's a distance. People might only be a metre and a half from you, but if you say a metre, they're going to be in your face. A metre is basically they're stood next to you. They'll be thinking that, like, it won't be that there's a metre between you. It'll be like that they'll be within the metre and you'll be within the metre. You'll be just stood next to each other. So again, people have been very respectful of the 2 metre thing for months. Why change it? I've seen people running past. They've been runners, joggers, dog walkers, people going to the shops, and they have been crossing over, or a jogger's been running up the middle of the street to make sure that the 2 metre rule is there. You change that to 1, it's going to be just ignored. And it's, as I understand it from what I've read, it's the pressure of the backbenchers. Why are they making the decisions? The scientists should be making the decisions. People on the front line should be making the decisions, not people on the back benches who would do absolutely nothing at the best of times. So Kim's still using the 4 metre rule. Don't get close. That's what I'm like. Like if you're inside my gate, go on the other side of it, which is probably about 7 or 8 metres from the house. Then I'm happy.
There you go. Tony Dunn's funeral. That's not social distancing.
Let's have a look. Not that it'll bother him. Okay. So it went past Old Trafford?
Yeah.
It's not, is it?
No. Well, I wasn't there. Bob was.
That's just terrible.
Mm.
It is. Do you know, it actually reminds me, because it's going past Old Trafford, isn't it?
Of Busby's.
No, the Busby Babes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to be able to get that close to Old Trafford for a start. You need to put those pictures on Droppler so people can see them. The German thing's a bit disingenuous. The case numbers are so low, it only takes a small outbreak to increase the R. They seem to do things right at the beginning with the contact tracing, but I'm not... It doesn't feel like our contact tracing is in any way useful, but that could just be me. If you... To be able to be included in that, you're supposed to have been in contact with somebody at less than 2 metres for more than 15 minutes, but I didn't think we were supposed to be doing that full stop anyway. So the only people that would surely apply to are people who are, I mean, you should be able to check somebody out of a supermarket in less than 15 minutes. So I'd have thought people like doctors, nurses on the front line, possibly firefighters. But generally speaking, if they're ignoring, like if a postman got it, it would be, well, you've not stood at somebody's door for 15 minutes, so it doesn't count. So it all seems a bit weird to me. And plus the fact that they've now changed the entire system. Haven't they? Have you seen that book cover, Pete, of the contact tracing? It's a Ladybird book. It's genius. I don't know who makes these things, but it was genius. Let's see if I can find it. Share it in here. Images. Oh, I get COVID questions when I go there. So that's the start, isn't it? Oh, I've got the story of Brexit. Not that one. Oh, I don't see it. Come on, where is it? Contact tracing. Let's add COVID on the end. See if that helps. Oh, I'll have to look through Facebook for it. I can't believe that's not on there. So Pete spends more than 15 minutes in confirmed positive patients every day. Do I have to isolate for 14 days every day I go to work? That is a very good point. And would they, if they escape, have to mention you? It is very, very strange. Is there a COVID for dummies yet? Well, I did notice. Let's ask Pete what he thinks of this. Oh, this is a good question for you, Pete. I'm going to start this off with, it was the Daily Mail, therefore choose to ignore. But all over the front of the Daily Mail for 14 days, we had Dr. Michael Mosley, and obviously... doctor, saying the anti-COVID diet, that if you ate the right foods, you could avoid catching COVID. That sounds a bit off to me. Could that possibly be true? And what would this diet entail? Would it be weird stuff? Ah-ha-ha! I've found it. I've literally just gone past it. Come back to me. Sky News on Twitter. Right, let's have that. There it is. Got it. Right, here you go. Let's get that up to Droppler and then I can share it with you. Because I saw this on Facebook and I just couldn't stop laughing. It's absolutely perfect. Whoever did that should be given a knighthood instantly. There you go. Check out that one. Contact tracing. You may need to be apprised, if you are not from the UK, that a Ladybird book is for children aged about 3, to explain things. Right, so Kim doesn't really understand why in their state they didn't do contract tracing at the get-go. They waited several months and now say it's important. That's exactly my point. That's exactly what the UK government did. He's never actually practiced medicine. How does he get away about this? I figured he was, Pete, but it seemed disingenuous. It would negatively impact his brand, which is to do with the blood sugar diet thing. That's his primary thing, isn't it? I thought, why don't you just stick to that and not talk rubbish about... I mean, diets can help you keep healthy, fair enough, but not to bill it as an anti-COVID diet. Oh, it's good, that, isn't it? I did love that. I have happy memories of Lady Bird books. There was actually...
Jonathan John?
Yes, Jonathan John. I'd finished them by the age of about 6 months, according to my mother.
That'd be right.
You know me and reading. I did love it. When I started school, I didn't go to school until I was 5. I didn't do preschool or nursery or anything like that. I was home with my mum, and every day... we'd do reading, we'd do maths. So when I actually started school, the teacher didn't know where to put me. She took me into this classroom and she said, right, you know, this is year one. And there were these children there now, but I was 5, and only just 5 at that. But there were these children there, and they were playing with, what do you call those things? The bricks that go through the square peg in the square hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A toy.
Yeah.
So there's a box and it's got shapes on the top. And you've got to get the square one and the square one and all of that. And this kid was struggling. And I looked, and then I looked round, and there was others. And they were like, they had crayons in their hands. And they were like, you know, try and write your name, basically. And they couldn't do it. And I remember looking up at my mum and saying, are you for real? So the headmistress who was with me said, can you count to 10? And I looked at her like, this is some kind of asylum, isn't it? Is it a trick question? I said, I can count to as much as you want. You know, what do you want me to count to? So I started counting. By the time I got to like 50, she was like, yeah, we're going to have to move her up a year. I can't put her in here. So we went into the next one. I ended up 3 years ahead, aged 5. So Ladybird books, didn't read them at school. Skip that at school. I'm trying to find the other one. There's another one that's equally funny, but a little bit out of date now. But whoever does them, genius, because the covers are spot on. That's exactly what they used to look like. So I particularly enjoy that one. Was it this one? There must have been another one. Oh, actually, there's a whole load here. The Ladybird Guide to Dating, The Hangover, Read and Write.
The Ladybird Guide to Lockdown.
There's one here about toilets.
Really?
Taking Dad to Rehab. Stockpiling food. There'll be one about... There's definitely going to be... Oh, here you go.
What's Mrs. Simon post?
The Ladybird book of all about Donald Trump. There's hundreds of them. Oh, good grief. There's actually more than one about Brexit. I thought there was only the one, so I'd have to find the same one.
Is that the link that Mrs. Simon T's just posted? Ladybird spoof guides.
No, I've not seen that one. Oh, they must all be on there. Oh, that's fabulous. That is fabulous. Let me have a look at that.
A Ladybird Book of the Shed.
Mindfulness. Oh, I'm going to have a look at all of those. Oh, that's rude. Scroll down the page.
That's rude.
Oh, these are classics. Have to have a look at that. So Pete says he'll have to release the diet in his new book on sale for $19.99. Yet, Pete, I'll be giving that one a complete miss. Absolutely. Don't worry about that, Mrs. Simon. We're not age restricted here. We are on YouTube, believe it or not, but not here. Oh, they are great books because they bring back happy memories, but obviously of an adult nature now. Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Well, we never really actually got going with WWDC, did we? We'll do that tomorrow. Oh, there's plenty of nights. And of course, my job tonight is to get up to date on the shows. Oh, I always hate Monday, Tuesday, because that's what I need to do. I would love to do them every day, but, you know, when you're going from one show into another, it's tricky. But they will be there. They will all be there. At least you've enjoyed that. That's given you a laugh tonight. Good luck with your presentation, Pete. We will send you the chat from this so you've got all the questions. And we'd love to see it. We would love to see it. Good luck with it. You'll be great. You'll be fabulous. No one will ask you any tricky questions. Just tell them you're immune. You face the MacBiters. So I had lunch, but
Kim,
I didn't...
I've got it, just to let you know.
Oh. Oh, awesome.
She sent in a request.
Awesome, awesome. I've got two requests for next Saturday. I've made an executive decision to play them at 1 and 2, and I've also got the song for the outro. You're going to love this one. 22 minutes, 49 seconds. It is the toilet. You can have a toilet break. You can make your toast. You can take your delivery. You can have a 3-course meal. 22 minutes 49. I'm loving it.
It's not mass, is it?
No, it's not mass. Don't worry about it. Oh, Pete. Try the persistent cough. They'll put you in another room. Who's it to? Is it to other doctors or is it to muggles? Medical muggles? And would that be any different? Who'd ask the trickier questions, I wonder? It is a long song, but I think you'll know it, Kim. It's not an obscure song. It just happens to be the... Well, it said 12-inch. I'm thinking it was like 19 copies of the 12-inch. But I'd never heard it before. Ladybird Book of Atheist Buses. Oh, another one for me to have a look at. Let me have a look. At least you don't have to pay for the roof. I will have a look at all of those. Oh, that is fabulous. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Well, having not had any dinner and it now being virtually supper time, I will head off. So some medics, nurses, paramedics and paramedical staff. Good luck. They'll be kind to you. They'll sit there and think, thank God it's him and not me. There you go. So it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We will both see you next time, which is tomorrow. Same time, same place. Stay safe, guys.